everybody. It's another First Run Bald Movie. We're here to talk about the interesting experience we had watching Annihilation. I'm assuming it was an interesting experience. Or did you sleep through it?
Oh, no. I didn't sleep through it.
Written and directed by Alex Garland, starring Natalie Portman and Tessa Thompson and Oscar Isaac, who's so hot right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tessa Thompson, where have I seen her right now?
Yeah, where have I seen her before?
She was one of the Valkyries in Thor.
Yes.
She was the young executive on Westworld.
I was going to say, I remember seeing her recently in a lot of stuff, and
she's
I just couldn't place her.
Planting her flag all up in science fiction.
Yeah.
What did you think of the movie?
I thought, so at first I was fairly bored. I think it took this movie a while to really get going, and it has some very sluggish parts at the beginning, but goddamn, if you sit through that, if you can stomach the first like half hour, 40 minutes of this movie, it's amazing. Like the ending of this movie is so good.
Yeah, it's so weird and beautiful, and it reminds me a lot
and
of
terrifying
like,
and like all,
yeah, it's, no, it is very, very frightening and unsettling. It reminds me a lot of like watching 2001.
Okay,
where it's like the bulk of a movie is this one thing, and then at the end it's like completely. It reminds me a lot.
Yeah.
It gave me a lot of the Arrival vibes.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. But
and
yeah, like
pacing and stuff.
It's a beautiful. The movie looks amazing. It's got visual. I mean, if you've seen the trailer, it's more of that.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is a shoe-in for art direction awards everywhere.
Right.
I mean, it's gonna just blow those awards out of the water.
Right. I don't know how much sense the movie makes, but I don't know that it needs to make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because it's about and you know what? Walking around the movie, I got freshly pissed off at like Prometheus and. what was the alien bullshit?
It was subtitle bullshit.
The subtitle
I don't
bullshit.
Remember.
Robot twins. Because this, I should have gotten these feelings watching those movies, and I didn't because you know they're bad science fiction.
Yeah,
this is good science fiction.
This is a really smart movie. It never makes the audience feel stupid.
Yeah.
Like a lot of those kind of movies do.
Yeah.
Like that Aliens movie, the latest one, wow, it makes you feel real stupid. You have to buy that these characters are complete dumbasses to keep the action going. This is not the case.
Having said that, it does share a lot of, like, I'm not sure why, maybe it's just because it's a better film, but I'm not sure why we're letting it off the hook in a lot of the same ways we did not let the most recent Alien.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, what is the reason that Portman and company go into the Shimmer with no hazmat suit on?
Spoiler alert.
I mean, nah, you see Portman go into the Shimmer.
Spoiler alert, that trailer,
in the trailer
doesn't give that away. Sure it does.
I'm just
curiosity.
Saying, like,
it's the thing that drives a lot of humanity.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you can be as curious as you want inside a hazmat. And and the thing... It's. I mean, I don't want to spend much time on it because it was only really after my flash of thought of like, why wasn't Prometheus this cool? And then I thought like, yeah, they had scientists going into an alien place without any kind of precaution. And this movie did too. And I'm like, well, why didn't it matter? Because
I had scientists licking alien eggs.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you're right.
You can't walk up to an alien egg, stick your dick in it, and not have anything bad happen.
Natalie Portman wasn't like scraping off tree fungus and chopping it up and snorting it, but it wasn't that stupid. But I don't know.
There are definitely like I will say this is not like a perfectly plotted movie.
No.
There are some things that you would probably do differently in a real life situation.
Right.
Like I don't know, send a tether in some kind of tethered probe in.
Right,
you just pull back out.
Right,
but,
they said, and that's the other thing they said. They talked a mess about how they sent in robots and animals.
Yeah,
and,
send in something.
And
tethered.
No one's come out. Like really,
you can physically pull back.
Why not just go in and then like turn yourself about, do the hokey pokey, come right back out?
Well,
hey,
I got an answer for you.
I just came out.
I got an answer, but.
Yeah, let's not, because this is more...
Don't get spoilery, yeah.
This is more spoilery thing. I will say that it did feel like Close Encounters, like 2001, like The Arrival, that you were dealing with something truly alien.
Oh, yeah.
And I really dig that. Like, yeah, this is a great, like, if you like science fiction, this is a great science fiction film.
And that's why I kind of let it off the hook for not needing to make sense, right?
Yeah.
this is an entirely alien situation that we're dealing with here, and you have to kind of give it some latitude to be strange and be almost
incomprehensible.
Yeah, inexplicable. Like, okay, something weird is happening here. We can't tell what it is, and I really like that.
I think that's why it serves as such a good, like, it's a good horror film too, because of the same reason. Like, it's not demons, it's not ghosts, it's something like Lovecraftian. And insidious, and maybe inside you, and that's where, like, that's at my nexus of peak horror. It's science fiction, it's body horror, it's got genuine creepy visuals and sounds,
and it asks you to expand your thought horizon, essentially what you are willing to comprehend, because like
without going mad.
Right. A lot of movies don't, right? A lot of movies say, oh, here's the alien. Shoot it.
Sure, right.
Independence Day, you know? Like, I can list 1,000 of them.
Sure.
Even movies like Close Encounters do that. But this movie felt very different.
What else do we want to talk about? I don't know if this is appropriate to talk about the non-spoiler, but there's a note about its production, which I read as and like a little bit of research I was doing while I was waiting for my wife to get her shit together and get out of theater. So apparently Paramount saw this film and went, "Huh, this movie's too smart. We think it's going to fail. We want you, Alex Garland, to go back and reshoot it to be more of a conventional blockbuster." So
did they add during that? I'm curious.
Well, no, Alex Garland said, absolutely not. I'm not going to dumb this film down. And I guess one of the powerful Paramount executives backed him, but the compromise was this is going to get a limited U.S. release, is going to be dumped in February. There's hardly any advertising behind it. Yeah. And 3 weeks from now, Netflix got the international distribution rights.
3 weeks?
Paramount's not going to distribute this worldwide.
Wow.
I feel like that's borderline criminal. Like, I'm glad it's going to get out and get a release, and I guess they sold
that almost feels like you're intentionally sabotaging it.
I mean,
how expensive
if you don't think it's going to make money, you know,
I can get not marketing it really well, but then to not even release it, not even distribute it.
Yeah, I mean, they sold the rights to Netflix for exactly what the production budget was, which according to Wikipedia was only $40 million.
Wow. This movie's I would have thought in effects alone they would have spent more than
and
that.
And how, I mean, I don't know. I'm really interested to see what they're going to make, because I will say that this was shown on opening night in one of the smaller theaters in our local theater, and also you got Black Panther, which is continuing to fucking dominate. You've got Game Night, which is being released this week. There's also, what was the other one? There's another big movie that came out today. I don't know, but I just wonder, like, what? I mean, I get it. And Paramount's thinking this is a dumb cerebral science fiction film that's up its own ass, and nobody's going to see it. So fuck it, just dump it and get rid of it. But boy, I feel like they screwed up. I feel like this is going to be one that people talk about for years and years to come.
I think it could, yeah. Aside from just minor pacing issues at the beginning, I like this movie a lot.
Yeah, and I thought it was absorbing from beginning to end.
I mean, I have problems with the slowness of movies.
It's like, slow, but I felt like I was at no point was I just like, fuck this film, you know, like, what is going on? What is going on? What is going on? Sure. Why are people so, this is such a weird thing.
Yeah, there was something that, like, Arrival did, a little bit better with its kind of slow plot unveiling, I guess.
Yeah.
That they just didn't do here for me in the beginning, but once it gets going, it's all good from there.
Yeah, no, Alex Garland, he is, like, I feel like I have not paid his films enough attention, because he wrote and direct Ex Machina, which I've heard nothing but good things about. He also wrote 28 Days Later and I think 28 Weeks Later. He wrote Dread. He's got like a lot of things that I've really liked. Sunshine.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, this
I was thinking
is,
sunshine watching this.
This is a much tighter, less fall apart like a souffle at the end. Similar. I get a lot of similar feels to Sunshine.
Yeah, it has a similar feel to 28 Days Later. Honestly,
yeah.
Even though that was directed by Danny Boyle, I think he properly conveyed the tone to
sure.
Mr. Boyle.
Sure, sure.
And was like, we need this to be kind of slow.
So yeah, this guy I feel like is somebody to keep an eye on, yeah. Especially if you like smart science fiction, because it seems like that's all he knows how to do.
Yes. I mean, 28 Days Later
and
was revolutionary for zombies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It reinvigorated me in the genre.
What? It single-handedly invented the fast zombie genre, did it not?
Yeah, like the virus zombies, I think.
Yeah.
Most of it up until then
I've
was
never seen,
like
I never
undead.
Saw non-shambling zombies and before I saw that film. Like, I can't think of
it. Might
any.
Be right. I mean, Dawn of the Dead and Shaun of the Dead came out in, like, 2004.
Those are certainly the classic shambling
fast.
Archetype. What? Shaun of the
no,
Dead?
No, like, Dawn of the Dead was fast zombies.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm not going to go against you because I'll get my ass kicked every single time when it's a zombie knowledge off.
But I think this came out, I think 20 Days Later came out in 2000, so it was
before
a few
that,
years
2002.
Before that. 2002 is 20 Days Later?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. Anyway, so do you want to talk about some trailers and then let's get to the spoiler section, which I don't even
sure.
know what's that's going to look like, to
oh,
be
man.
Honest.
I think it's going to be fun.
Gringo. Gringo is a film about a guy who queries a magic marijuana pill across a border and it pisses off a drug cartel and he's kidnapped and it's hilarious and
no,
I don't give any shit.
Zero
shits about this
and
film.
I think they're going for some kind of pun in Gringo, but...
Oh.
But they spell it like gringo, like a foreigner American. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know. It looks stupid.
I saw a new trailer for Pacific Rim Uprising. It continues to look like the business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see that for sure. I saw a new trailer for Rampage, which, you know, what are they doing? Like, they already showed me that there is... All three classic Rampage monsters, they didn't hold anyone in reserve, and now they revealed that the fox has got some kind of flying fox, flying squirrel
maybe
attachment.
Maybe there's a fourth monster.
He flies. I'm just like, what? This movie is as much fun as it's probably going to be to see The Rock in this crazy movie, because Jumanji, the new Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, was a lot of fun.
Huh.
I just feel like they're giving way too much away of this movie. Fuck it. Rampage is not a bald movie. Red Sparrow. I'd seen this trailer before. I do not think you did. I think this film looks pretty banging.
This was an extended one, though. I've seen large chunks of it before.
Okay.
But yeah, there was a little bit more in this, maybe.
What'd you think? You still excited for it?
Yeah, still think it's cool. It's coming out next week, though, right? I will not be here.
Yeah, I think Cecily and I might try to see that. If I can't, it's just tough because I don't have a babysitter for my son that night.
Ah, and I can't take him to Red Sparrow.
No, I can't take him to Red Sparrow and also like a solo movie podcast. I don't.
Daddy, I thought she was going to have sex with him. Why is she killing him?
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I maybe we'll be able to work something out. Mission Impossible 74, rectal prolapse. I don't know how many Mission Impossibles this is. It's actually subtitled Fallout. I will say the same thing I say about every Tom Cruise movie. Tom Cruise's face and body continue to make me think there might be something to Scientology. Because...
The effects in that movie look good.
Yeah, no, I mean, Mission Impossible movies have never not been fun.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll probably see it. I haven't seen the last two Mission Impossibles in the theater, but it's a fun franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It's been much more consistent than James Bond.
Oh yeah,
like Jason Bourne and James and Mission Impossible have largely replaced James Bond in my culture's consciousness anyway. And finally, another film that I'm really interested in, A Quiet Place.
Oh yeah, this is interesting.
So that stars John. Is it his name? John Krasinski.
Krasinski, yeah.
And my new favorite actress, Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt?
Is that her name?
I don't know.
Fuck. I think I fucked it up. But it's, I don't know, it's a horror film about...
I see Emily Blunt's face and it's nothing. Like, it's
she's
a
blank...
Looper.
She's the one that I was raving about in Looper.
Well, I don't remember her in
Looper
either.
Oh my
god,
see, now it's, you kick my ass in Zombies, so I'm gonna have to just kick your ass, period, for disrespecting my new favorite actor. I mean, it's premises. There is something out there that's hunting humans.
Yeah.
If you make any kind of sound, and they show like this family's careful, like they thought of everything. Everything is soundproof and doesn't make noise, and they've learned sign language until some kid knocks over something, and then mm-hmm. all hell breaks loose.
Yep.
Yeah, looks good.
It does. I like that conceit for a film. Like
yeah.
You won't have dialogue
right.
for a large chunk of it, so
right.
good luck with that.
It's going to be like a scary version of Tom Hanks's Castaway.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching a tightrope walker or something.
Right.
Like, can
yeah.
they pull this off?
Yeah.
And if they don't, oh boy.
Right, yeah. And that's the trailers that we saw tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the point where we say goodbye to everyone that's not a club member. Club members are welcome to go join us into the spoiler deep dive on the movie. If you'd like to become a club member, it's super easy. Go to club.baldmove.com, fork your money on the digital capstan, masthead, whatever, and boom, you're a club member, and you can enjoy our spoiler-filled movie reviews as well as all the other various accoutrements coming to you as a club member. Club.baldmove.com.